They're looking.
Are they going to? Oh, it's a first down. Okay, that's why.
I didn't even realize it was a first down.
No, I thought he was about a yard short, but apparently not. So, shotgun formation for Trevor Thorbaugh. He will give it now. Near side, a short gain. Yeah, Chase will get a couple. 6:29 to go.
About a yard on that one, maybe two.
You know, Trevor Thorbaugh, very good athlete. You're going to hear a lot from him, not just in football, but boy.
In wrestling.
Yep.
And baseball.
Baseball,
yeah.
Man. He went in there against the defending state champions from Trenton in the Legion State Championship game, and he held his own and gave him a chance to win a state championship, or at least keep the tournament going for one more day. They would have had to win again.
Yeah, as a sophomore, I'm excited to see him play in all sports because he's just a well performer all around.
And a kid that's just pleasant. He's in a good mood all the time.
Yeah, he's a great kid.
Thorbaugh on the gun. Tosses it to Poets near side. Chase gets to the outside. And he's got a couple. Stays in bounds, though.
There's a flag on the field here.
Oh, did he get hit late? He got about, 3 yards down to the 24, or 2 yards, rather. And Marquette, maybe a little frustrated there, got a personal foul penalty for a late hit. And that'll move the ball down to about the 10-yard line here for the Braves. Leading 36-7, and what Coach Ness said in the pregame show really held true. You know, we want to jump on them early.
It's going to be about first and 10, or
first and 10.
And 10 on the 11, it looks like.
Yeah, I think they weren't supposed to do half the distance to the goal there. Not that it really matters at this point. It's not inside the 20, so it should have been a straight-up 15-yard penalty, but
yeah,
should be on the 9, not the 12, but whatever, right?
It's going to be Thorbaugh faking it to Poets, and he's going to be running up the middle.
Just got a couple down to the 10. And down to 5:20 to play. Well, you know what? This win, 36 points on the board, but it was the defense.
Yeah, I mean, the defense really held us together today.
I mean, right from the beginning of the game, right?
Yeah, straight away.
Thorbaugh comes over, gets the call of the play from Coach Ness as we tick under 5 minutes to play in the football game. Gladstone Braves 36, Marquette Redmond 7. And they've got the football just inside the 10, the Braves do. Two receivers each side of the field, all the starters on the sidelines. Thorbaugh calling out the signals. He's got Poets behind him in the backfield, and now we've got a whistle and a flag. He used too much time, I think.
Yeah, he took a little bit too long in the huddle there, it looks like. It's going to be a delay of game.
So second and 13 coming up at the 15-yard line with 4:41 to play in the football game. Go to rrnsports.com later tonight. We'll have some photos, videos, and a recap of this game, the interviews that we'll be doing in the post-game show. Thorbaugh, second and long from the Marquette 14. Here's Chase Poets.
He's yep. Going to run up the far side of the field.
Got absolutely drilled. Somebody lost their helmet.
There,
yeah,
72 from Marquette. That's going to be Sam Hollenberger. You know, he's played pretty well this game. I've seen him on the line. He's playing real aggressive today.
I think he wanted to show off the hair,
Yeah, he wanted to show off his nice hair.
See, he has to come off the field because the helmet came off, so he has to sit out a play.
Thorbaugh's just grabbing the play.
Yeah, third and 12 coming up at the 14, under 4 minutes to go. You know, one of the guys that made the who really set the tone of this game was Casey Elwarden.
He really did.
Early in the game, he was good on both sides of the ball and on special teams.
Yeah, he's performing very well today.
Thorbaugh, four receivers, third and long. Gives the post, and he's crushed. Down he goes.
On the line of scrimmage there.
I'll tell you what, that time there, Cutler Braun just laid out all the frustrations of the Redmen on one tackle there. He did
he got through the line.
Yeah,
almost instantly there.
That was a heck of a hit. I'm actually surprised that Chase held on to the football.
Yeah, you'd have thought with a hit like that, it might have came out, but no. That's another wrestler, too, Chase Boats.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a wrestler.
Fourth and 13 from the Marquette 14, down under 3 minutes to go. 36-7, the Braves with the lead.
Double receivers each side here.
See if they do throw it up. I would doubt it, but we'll see.
Toss.
And he fumbled the football. The toss was coming near side for Jack Savard. And Marquette gets the ball off the turf. And that'll go as a turnover, but he wasn't going to get to the end zone anyway.
Yeah, it was going to be a far one anyways.
So Marquette will take over at its own 15-yard line with 2:50 to play in the game. 36-7, the Braves with the lead. The Nagani Miners next Thursday. That's going to be a battle royale, man.
Oh yeah, that's going to be a revenge game right there for the seniors on the team this year.
There's a little swing pass out to McPhee. McPhee then cuts back across the grain. Is that Welch?
That's Welch out there.
It is. He did a lot of running to get 6 yards.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, it's looking like they actually have their starters out there. I'm seeing, you know, Deason Smith and Welch and McPhee's out there. So,
well,
surprised to see that.
Yeah, you just don't. I'd hate to see any of them guys get hurt, you know. But on the other hand, Eric Mason's sending a message saying, hey, we play to the final horn. And
that's what they're doing.
But they do.
Pass to McPhee. Oh. He tipped off his fingers.
Yeah, the pass was behind him a little bit, and he put his hand out, tried to catch it, and almost tipped it into the hands of Parker Forrest for a pick six. They do have a sophomore quarterback out there. He's been playing most of this quarter.
His passes aren't bad.
And all these little guys are having fun down there, aren't they, these JV guys?
Oh, yeah, we got Jeffrey Tryon down there.
What's going on, Jeff Tryon? Pass out near side, incomplete, behind number 24. That's Neme. So Marquette facing fourth down on their own 23. And I imagine they'll just go ahead and go for it. Why not, right? I mean,
yeah, with 2:09 on the clock, they might as well.
Yeah. Say
fourth and third.
Yeah, fourth down and, about 2.5-3 yards to go. Richardson, the sophomore quarterback, stands back in the gun. He's back to throw, lost it out near side. He's got McPhee across the 35 to the 40-yard line.
It's going to be a nice tackle by Adam Bellinger there.
Yeah, it was.
That's a junior on the team, also a wrestler.
Is everybody a wrestler in Gladstone?
Man, I'll tell you, we had a real big team last year.
From the 40, McPhee's had a nice game for them. He's had a couple drops. There's a deep ball thrown upfield, picked. Oh, no, incomplete.
That was almost a pick.
Yeah.
Who was that?
That would have been a great. Yeah.
He almost had it.
Yep. 151. You know, Marquette's showing a lot of spunk here. They're not going to go down until the last second.
Yeah, they're not going to give up until the clock's over.
Yep. Give a shout out to Luke Gardy, the broadcaster for the Marquette Redmen, standing off to my right. He's still trying to get excited for them. I've been there. I know what it's like when we're not doing well to try to get excited for the Braves in a game in which nothing's going right. Richardson, no pressure, throws it over the middle of the field incomplete. Tried to get McPhee under the coverage and bounced it in there, and it went by him. Third down coming up. Third down. Luke does a good job up there. You go to the UP football meeting in it's always in Marquette at NMU, and when we pick the players, the all UP teams, he's very prepared. Luke does a nice job, and comes with a big binder full of stats and information, and I feel really inadequate when.
I've heard him over there tonight. He's doing a good job.
He is, yeah. I mean, it's not easy broadcasting for your team when they're getting beat 36-7. I'll tell you that.
So, he's keeping morale high on the radio.
Yep, shout out for Luke. Here's Richardson. Throws it upfield. He's going to throw it.
Intended for McPhee, it seems, but it's going to be a little bit overthrown.
Vinero was back there in coverage.
Yeah, he could have maybe tried to grab that, but it was a little bit too far for him. Fourth down and 10. At fourth and 10, looks like it's going to be on the 40.
You know, it's too bad that, you know, this time of year when we have these home games, there's no band. You know, the band isn't here.
The band is fun to hear.
I know, and they're not here tonight. Are the cheerleaders? I don't think they're here either.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, yeah, there they are, right by the Marquette bench. Okay, that's a good place for them to be right there.
Yeah, right in front of our student section. We got a couple students out tonight. That's pretty nice.
Again, school's not in session yet here in Gladstone.
Yeah, it's hard getting kids out when, you know, school's not even started. But
well, people are camping. They're still taking that vacation. Throw over the middle of the field, incomplete.
Right through, that was intended for Zachary Lennard, but just right through his fingers. Or no, actually, no, that was Adam Duvall.
Well, I was trying to see it, but I'm looking through Nehemiah Blair's hair on the sidelines here down below us.
He's just showing it off tonight, hey?
He is. We got to set up an all-hair team, hey, for the one kid from Marquette that we mentioned earlier. You got Nina Mia down there.
Casey, look at Casey's flocks over there. We'll get Terry in just for fun.
Yeah. Terry doesn't have much.
No, he doesn't have much.
But what he's got?
He holds on to dearly. Look, he's getting excited on the sideline there.
Braves take over on downs. They're at the 40 of the Redmen with 1:31 to play. Toss goes right side. And cutting it back up the middle, Jack Sabar gets a couple, gets put down at the 37. Good to hear Leo back on the PA again, hey?
You know, Jack Sabar, he's also a wrestler. I'll tell you, man, you know, there's so many wrestlers on this team. It's, you know, they're going to be ready to rumble, I guess you could say.
Well, how many years is it in a row now that they've made states? Three out of five?
Yeah. I mean, it was last year, the year before, I believe. And I don't know about the year before that, but possibly. I should know. But
yeah, you should. You were there.
I should, but.
Under a minute to play now. 36-7, Gladstone leading. And now, Trevor will go down to a knee.
Clock's running. About 35 on there.
Might have to snap it one more time. I don't know if the refs will make them.
Yeah, I think the refs are going to make him do one more.
Yeah, one more.
Like.
What a performance, though, for this team.
Yeah, just amazing, amazing game tonight. Oh, we're not even going to do another.
No, the refs are saying, screw it, you know, we're done.
Well, that's the ball game for you, folks. 36-7, Gladstone taking the win today.
Wow, unbelievable.
That was an amazing game.
Look at my phone. 6 seconds to play still. And the clock will run out on this one. And the Braves are 1-0 as they defeat Marquette by a final score here of 36-7.
Yeah, just an amazing game. And now we get to see the guys march to their tree and you know, celebrate their first victory of the season. I know it feels amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is a great way to start.
Yeah, especially against a big contender like Marquette. It's nice to get that first win out of the way.
All right. We're going to reset, get our post-game show ready to go. And